Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
You've just experienced a blindsided breakup. Had no idea it was coming. Absolutely no idea. And you had time in this relationship. How does your mind process this? And how in the world can your heart recover? Hey, everybody, Susan Winter here. I'm continuing to read from the questions that you send me at susanwinter.net. And I am answering Lucas's question now. And thank you, Lucas, for this. It's truly heartbreaking, even as I read it. So here we go. Lucas writes, "Hi there. I'm a 32-year-old male. Just got completely blindsided by my girlfriend, 25 years of 2.5 years. That means that's how long the relationship lasted. We'd been talking about marriage, living together, and everything was as perfect as it could be. Definitely the healthiest relationship I've ever had. However, I'm completely broken now. The level of betrayal is just unbearable. My question is, where does a 32-year-old man go from here?" Thank you, Lucas, for that. And not to be flip, but I know from working in this field, you probably have a lot of options if you're a man that wants a committed relationship and you're able to love. So the story's not over, but to address the pain and the betrayal, it is because our mind cannot process this extreme duality. How do you make it make sense that the woman you loved, who was there for you, best girlfriend ever, 2.5 years, how can you tell your mind to make sense that she is the same one who would be duplicitous, planning on exiting, because nothing is sudden? It comes suddenly for all of you, for those of us in it who are experiencing it, but it's never sudden for them. They don't just one day say, oh, that's it, it's done. Little by little, things have been eroding within the relationship. And now they choose to bail. And the reason they bail and it's blindsided, they didn't want to fix it. Two things. They either definitely didn't want to fix it, because why bother? They knew they were leaving. So they're just building up the momentum and probably preparing well for their exit. Very few people leave and say, oh, I'm taking nothing with me. I got nothing I'm going to. What happens is they already know where they're going. They have people lined up. They have an exit plan already. Okay? And the other reason that they don't tell you, it's too uncomfortable. They're going to have a talk and listen to your feelings. Instead of having an honest-to-goodness communication about, it's not working for me, it hasn't been for a long time. And by the way, they should have been saying this all the time with you. They should have been articulating every step of the way. Even if they know they want to leave, if they aren't sure, do I want to stay, do I want to go, at least give you a chance to defend yourself, to correct yourself, to maybe find harmony again, to restore the communication. They have to do that. It's the whole no stone left unturned that I'm so fond of, because the only way somebody can walk away with a clear conscience is when you know you've done everything. They're not listening. They don't care. They won't change. Nothing's changing. You've asked and you've asked and you asked and it's not happening. So you're broken, because your mind doesn't know how to frame her. Is she good? Is she bad? Is there a problem? You want to believe there's some underlying issue. You want to believe she didn't mean to have it happen, or something tragic happened and she's not sharing it with you, but no. Blindsided breakups appear that way to the recipient of the rejection, but never to the person doing it, okay? So your mind is going to have to fuse together loving, healthy relationship, unhealthy person who sought their own comfort over your discomfort. Rather than having to work it out or explain why they're leaving, you know, they just bailed. Easier. That's the same person. And this very fact that those two elements, multiple, actually, versions of these elements lie within the same human being. It defies our boxes and categories that we put people into, right? This is now very uncomfortable for us. What do we do with all this? They're both cruel and kind, good and bad, thoughtless and thoughtful. But where do you go from here? You may want to start every conversation of what you believe will be a potential relationship with a little bit of dialogue. By the way, in my last relationship, I had a blindsided breakup. No matter how uncomfortable or challenging it may feel for either one of us, if something goes awry here, could we agree to have the decency to at least speak to each other and be civil? If one or both of us decide to exit, could we do that? This way, you are preventing yourself. I'm such a firm believer in all these early speeches going on. I mean, all the dialogues you have to have happen are setting up the terms of engagement. Let's communicate. If you're starting to have issues that bother you, I'm open to you telling me. But if you don't tell me, I've got no way to fix them. And you've got no way to see if I'm willing and able to fix them. And I want the same comfort with you. So this is all in the dialogue before. And I know she's young and there are probably other factors. And I'm sorry she bailed. And Lucas, yes, it is betrayal. And the difficulty is that you were betrayed by someone who loved you and maybe cares for you still, but she's doing her thing. And she's shown by her actions, she's doing herself. She comes first at all costs. If you are struggling with a breakup, I urge you, do not suffer. Go to SusanWinter.net, book a session. We can get through this. If you have not already taken a listen to Breakup Triage, you must. It's 33 minutes of your time, free on Audible, couple dollars on Amazon. It is, those of you who know me and know my writing and know my work, know I like to the point, short, concise. You don't have time to go through, you know, what, 200 pages. You need to like get something right away. And I like Audible because I'm speaking to you myself. This is my voice in the Audible recording. So check out Breakup Triage. And again, I'm so sorry, Lucas, for you, but I'm sure if you could read the commentary down below, there are probably a lot of women going, hey, I'm available for a man who wants to commit and have a marriage and a future together. Thank you, everybody. Come to SusanWinter.net. Sign up for my newsletter so you can know what's going on. I give my newsletter subscribers special perks that nobody else hears about. I also have the Q&A on the last page, on the contact page. And you don't know if I'm going to answer that on my podcast, The Susan Winter Show, streaming on all platforms, or if I'm going to answer it here. But again, if your question is urgent, I think Lucas's came in months ago. I can't get to all of them in real time. Okay? So please book a session instead. And if you like this, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a positive review if you like. Thank you, everyone.